people are upset with government, and the level of public trust in government is at one of its lowest levels in the last 50 years. These measures go back to the Eisenhower administration, and we see 22% saying they can trust the government in Washington always or most of the time, which is one of the lowest figures we've tracked.
And when you measure trust, I mean, everyone looks at that word very differently. In a survey situation, how do you get to the real core of trust?
Well, this question's been asked the same way since 1958, and it's can you trust the government always, sometimes, most of the time, or never? You can volunteer never, and this what we focus on is the just about always or most of the time as being a very positive view of trust, or a fairly positive view of trust. And this 22% is a pretty low number in historical terms.
And give us a little sense, read between the lines here. Why are people so almost angry?
Well, there are a lot of factors that go into this. It's not just one thing. It's a lot of elements that go into distrust of government, and all of them seem to be present at the moment. Sour economy. We've seen low levels of trust in the early 90s, certainly, when the economy was bad. The economy is very bad today, almost 10% unemployment. A bitter partisan environment in Washington, as we saw over the last year with the health care debate. Very low views of elected officials in Congress generally. The favorability of Congress is at 25%. It's the lowest we've tracked ever, as this goes back more than two decades. So that those are all the contributing factors, and so all of it's combined to lead to greater levels of mistrust.
But and there wasn't a question per se, but it in my reading of the questions, and you put all sorts of information out there, and we'll have a link to it on federalnewsradio.com because it's really a wealth of incredible data there. But it seems to me that people generally aren't making a difference between Congress and White House, or even federal, state, or local levels of government. It's they're angry at government, and they lump all of that together.
Pretty much. I think they do reserve a special place for Congress at this point. There just seems to be such a negative feeling about Congress and the political parties. I mean, the political actors in Washington, you know, certainly Obama's ratings, President Obama's ratings are not terribly positive, but compared to other figures in Washington, Congress and the two political parties, he stands fairly tall in comparison with his you know, under 50% rating, which is almost double the favorability rating of Congress at this point. So Congress is viewed very negatively.
One of the interesting graphics that you have is about the ratings for federal agencies specifically.
Right.
And a couple of them, Education Department, down 21% from 1997-98 to 2010. The Food and Drug Administration down 17%. Social Security down 13%. The only two on your list that actually showed an increase were the CIA, which was up 1%, and the IRS, which was up 9%.
Well, that's a very interesting number. I think it's moved around. The IRS number has moved around. But we do see that people don't, according to historical trends, don't feel terribly burdened by federal taxes at this point. Certainly, they don't like paying them. It's April 15th. We've just passed.
Yeah.
But the burden is not terribly high, in historical terms. I think those agency ratings are following the pattern of overall views of government. You know, truthfully, most Americans don't have contact with government agencies frequently. But I think the notable one there is Department of Education. I think that may reflect a greater dissatisfaction with the quality of public education in this country.
Hmm. Do you see anything in there? I mean, like FDA, we've seen so many issues with food. And
right.
Do you make that kind of equation? Does that kind of stuff show up in these kinds of numbers?
I think, you know, again, the default position right now about government is fairly negative. But if a government agency gets into the headlines in a negative way, I think that may have an impact as well. And both the Department of Education, FDA, may be suffering for that reason.
One of the big topics being discussed about right now, we've seen it with the recovery.gov website, is transparency, open government, using a lot of these Web 2.0 tools, not only to involve people, but also to put issues out there that are being, you know, we may not have the answer, and to open kimono kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you didn't ask this question specifically, but it seemed to me part of the frustration out there was people not having the information that they feel they want, and so not really able to understand what's going on out there right now.
Well, I think that may be true. I think there's also kind of a skepticism about what people are hearing from government. I think Social Security Administration, I think that was a surprise when the favorability of Social Security Administration dipped 13 points since 97, 98. A little bit of a surprise there, given that, you know, Social Security Administration, I mean, most people's interactions with Social Security is certainly positive. I think, again, it gets to information. People are somewhat skeptical, especially young people, that they will actually receive Social Security benefits. So as a result, the views of the Social Security Administration, not as a result necessarily of performance, but just as a result of expectations about the future, decline a bit.
One of the issues that folks often talk about is competence, and we've had some high-profile things that didn't go real well. 9/11, of course, where data pieces weren't connected.
Right.
Katrina, where just a monumental failure.
Right.
Even as recently as the Christmas Day, the Undy bomber, whatever we want to call him. Are those some of the things that cause these numbers to people just say, hey, this isn't what we're doing, ain't working?
Well, some of that, I mean, major events do have an impact here. I think, though, it's more the fact that people have a sour view of national conditions. And, you know, again, with the economy, a major factor there. And they see the government, not having a positive impact there. And, you know, it's a little bit of blame the government. It's kind of an American tradition,
yeah,
to a certain extent. When times are bad, why isn't the government helping? And, you know, frustration with government, there's a long tradition of that.
They're crying out for help and don't feel like they're getting the help that
right.
they need. You mentioned age issues. Do you find a difference in trust based on, are younger people more trusting or less trusting? Is there an age? Does this make a difference?
They tend to be, historically. And right now, as we've shown in other surveys, the under 30 group, what we call the millennials, the millennial generation, is very, very much more liberal, more democratic oriented than older generations. And so it's not surprising that they would have a more favorable, more positive view of government at this point.
Much of the findings aren't really tied directly to partisan. This isn't a Republican or Democrat. There have been Republicans who have had higher trust levels. There have been Democrats who have had higher trust levels. It's not really related to who elections, it seems.
Well, there is a certain relationship there. I think the last few years have been very low levels of trust. I think a lot of people relate this to the healthcare debate and say, oh, it sprang up then. No, this goes back several years to the end of the Bush administration. We saw declining levels of trust in government during the Bush administration. The composition of those opinions have changed. Republicans have become far less trusting under President Obama. Democrats have become more so, but not a great deal. And I think your point is well taken, that Democrats right now, 33% on average say they trust the government. That's lower than the percentage of Republicans who trusted the government during the Bush administration. So Democrats are a bit more skeptical, even though they're in power.
But generally, last year we were all talking about change. Your numbers still seem to indicate people are still looking for change.
Right, that's right. And I think part of it, that gets to the level of discord in Washington. You know, this idea that that there's a great deal of partisanship right now, better partisanship, and the public sees that as a real obstacle to getting things done. And the change in that regard that President Obama promised, certainly an era of post-partisanship, really hasn't taken place.
Yeah, well, and in fact, I found the question. The question you asked was about support for government reform.
Mm-hmm.
53% say, yes, we need government reform.
Very major government reform.
And that's up significantly from 1997, where it was only at 37%.
That's right. That's one of the striking findings in the survey, this desire for major, and that cuts across Republicans, Democrats, and independents, that increase.